This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 64. And on this episode, we are talking about Facebook Messenger automation and ManyChat. So if you've been seeing anything about where I've been all up in your Facebook inbox, or you see other marketers doing it and you want to know how, this intro lesson is for you. Stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. Hey, hey, hard hustlers. How are you guys doing this wonderful week? I am super excited for this lesson because, well, honestly, I have been getting a ton of questions about Facebook Messenger bots. And Messenger bots go by so many different names. You might have heard them called Messenger bots, Facebook Messenger automation. You might have heard it called ManyChat marketing. At the end of the day, what we're talking about today is building up a list of contacts that you can communicate with directly via Facebook Messenger. Let me be totally upfront with you. On this podcast, I want to walk you through the intro basics of starting your ManyChat or Facebook Messenger marketing. So this week is going to be an intro episode. Now, if you go to heartsoulhustle.com/messenger, again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/messenger, you can get yourself registered for a free training I'm going to host on getting your Facebook Messenger automation up and running. Now, full disclosure, I don't have a Messenger program. I don't have an automation training. There's no course to be had. That's going to be a 100% value-based training that I'm hosting where if you opt in with your name and email, I build my list, you get free content. There won't be a pitch on that live training. So if you want to get in, we're going to do over-the-shoulder screen sharing, walk you through the basics of getting your ManyChat set up. You can go to heartsoulhustle.com/messenger, get yourself registered, save your seat, and we will hang out soon. And then next week, in part two of this training, we're going to start talking about implementing the strategies. But I think a really cool way to do this would be the basics this week on the podcast, the setup as a live training, and then back next week to talk strategy. So if you're all in and you're ready to learn more about Messenger, buckle up because we're going to have fun this week. So I want to start this episode by explaining exactly what a Facebook bot is and how it works and really getting your feet wet on understanding the concept. Now, if you've heard about Facebook Messenger ads, Facebook Messenger ads are different than the bots that you're hearing about online in that a Facebook bot is actually a piece of software that runs outside of Facebook that builds what we call a messenger list. It's the term that's kind of picking up some steam in the industry. People are calling it a messenger list. So just like you would set something up with like AWeber, ConvertKit, Infusionsoft, you know, your email autoresponder service, there is now a parallel service that collects contact information from Facebook. Now, once you have that contact information, due to the sophistication of certain pieces of software, which we're going to talk about today, you have the ability to automate the conversation with your audience, which is what makes it a bot. That's where the term bot is coming from. There's quite literally a robot that holds a conversation with your audience. Now, I understand that just stating that can be a little confusing, so let me explain this another way that you might have seen it. If you've ever gone to a customer service number and you call the number and it says, hey, before we transfer you, we want to know what your problem is. Give us a quick description of what you're working on. And then based on your response, you get routed to the correct department. It's essentially operating on those same principles, except we want to make it a positive experience for our customers. I don't know about you guys, but when I get transferred to an automated machine that's like, let me figure out your problem first, I basically go just nuts. I go nuts. I don't like it. I have no fun. And it's just no bueno, if you will. So I want you to start thinking about, before we even get into it, how do you use this so that it's not just automation, it's actually a tool to get into the minds and the pockets, so to speak, of your customer. So now that we have like a basic understanding of how it works, I want to walk you through one of the basic flows that we have to just kind of take it to the next level and start getting you clear on how you could be using this. So inside of my Facebook group, we posted, hey, if you want to get updates, click here. And it connected to our ManyChat service. Now, ManyChat is the service that I currently use and recommend for building your Messenger list. Once people opt in, it sends them an automated question that basically says, hey, I know that you are thinking about, you know, connecting with me at Heart, Soul, and Hustle. Tell me what you're working on right now. And we give them a set of options. I'm working on Facebook ads. I'm working on launching. I'm working on something else. Well, based on what they tell us, we then automate a response that sends them to a blog post, a freebie opt-in, etc. So we're not using it to replace email marketing. We're using it as a way to engage our customers and create a new point of contact. Just like when in the older days of internet marketing, or even recently, we would say, you know, your welcome email says, like my Facebook page and follow me on Instagram. Think of this as another social media channel that just gives you more direct access. And I think that this is the perfect segue into something that's super important to talk about when it comes to Facebook Messenger, which is, will this replace email? And as of right now, the time that I'm recording this, I firmly believe that Facebook Messenger will not, or anytime soon, will not be replacing email marketing. Now, people really are loving Facebook Messenger automation and bots because the click-through rates and the open rates are insane. It's like, it's actually really crazy when you hear about it. So we recently sent out an email inviting people to join a live training I was doing on my Facebook ads, right? Last week, I did a webinar on Facebook ads. We sent an invitation to 320 people. About 90% of them opened, and about 100 of them actually clicked through to join the live class. And that was all through Facebook Messenger. Compared to email open rates, when you have like a 20 to 30% open rate and a 2 to 3% click-through rate if everything's going well, there is kind of this chatter that people are really excited, like, wow, this is going to replace email, or this is better than email. But I wanted to make sure that on this episode, I talked a little bit about why you should not be abandoning traditional email marketing in favor of Messenger marketing. Instead, they should be operating in tandem. And I've got some really clear things that you should know. Number one, you don't actually own your asset, right? Your ManyChat list or your Messenger list is an accumulation of data housed in Facebook, right? It's literally going through the Facebook platform. So if you haven't been online too long, you might not know this, but there are instances with Facebook and Instagram and other social platforms where a piece of software may have access, and then they might change the way their system operates and cut access, right? Facebook right now doesn't have an aggregator built in, but when they create software that they may see superior, they have every right to say, you can't use ManyChat anymore. You can only use Facebook to promote. Now, will that happen? It's hard to say, but the big thing to understand here is you don't own the asset. Unlike an email marketing list, you're simply paying the company like AWeber or Entreport or Infusionsoft, whoever you pay to house your list, you're paying them a fee for their services and their housing. But you actually own those names and emails. Those are yours. You can export those. You can take those somewhere else. You have physical ownership of the list. Because of the terms of service on Facebook, you can't take all of this contact information and plug it into your autoresponder. You can't do all of those things. Now, I'm sure as things evolve, will we be able to get software that allows us to cross-reference? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, we need to understand that this is not an asset we own. Just like our Facebook likes, our Instagram likes, it's a tool to help us increase engagement with our leads. Number two, there are rules to this that don't exist with email marketing. So there's this little known rule that not a lot of marketers are talking about with Facebook Messenger, which is, in order for me to send you a blatant promo, meaning a link to a blog post, a link to a paid product, an advertisement, you have to have contacted me in the last 48 hours. Now with email, if I get your email on Monday, I can email you on Wednesday, Friday, Thursday. I can email you as much as frequently about whatever I want until you unsubscribe. With Facebook Messenger, That is not the case. After 48 hours, so if somebody opts into your messenger list on Monday and you want to send them a promotion on Thursday, you have to first send them an email asking for permission or a message asking for permission. So if you've ever seen it, I say stuff like, hey, this week I'm doing a live training on Facebook ads. Would you like to hear more about that? And they have to say yes to that in order for me to promote. So even though our click-through rates and our open rates are higher, you have to send this screener message in order to actually promote. And this is a rule, it's self-contained in ManyChat, that you can't just be promoting to your messenger list over and over and over again. You have to do all permission marketing, which is great in terms of keeping the platform safe, but it's not great in terms of competing with email. And then another thing to remember is that, like, it is in its heyday right now. Click-through rates and open rates are crazy high, but we see this with every new software. Look at people who joined Facebook 4 or 5 years ago. Building a page was easy. When you first joined Instagram, it was easy to get a lot of notoriety. When YouTube came out, it was easier back then to get notoriety. We are in the heyday. That does not mean that it's a new tool that outshines everything. What that means is smart marketers will pay attention, lean into ManyChat and messenger lists, and realize that, hey, this is really hopping right now, so I need to integrate it into my marketing strategy, not use it as my entire marketing strategy. I don't want to get too tangential, but this does really remind me of Periscope, which was this massive platform. It's an explosion in the day. It was crazy easy to get business on there. And I used to tell people, I had this saying is, if you're running your business fully off Periscope, you're putting yourself in a bad situation, because if Periscope goes away tomorrow, you're going to be in trouble. Well, I built my business to the 6-figure mark, really heavily leveraging Periscope. And then for a couple of months, everything stopped working for me. My followers dropped. There was a glitch in the Periscope system. I had issues with email deliverability. And basically, my Periscope channel became a tenth of the effectiveness it was before. But my business kept growing, because for me, Periscope was simply a tool that I used in my business. And that's how I want you to think about Facebook Messenger. I'm not sitting here saying that I know for a fact that click-through rates and open rates won't stay up forever. What I'm saying is, when it's good, it's good. So lean into that. But don't think that if it's good today, it's good forever. So I wanted to really make sure that even though it's not thrilling, that we take a moment to talk about how important it is to realize Messenger is not replacing email. It's giving you extra tools because you don't own the asset. We don't know where it's going to be in a year, and there are rules that bound the way you can market to these people that you don't get with email. So if you're listening to this thinking, wow, Zach must not love Messenger, let me get one thing straight. I freaking love Messenger. It's been responsible for a ton of sales in our last launches. We've been messing around with it. I'm absolutely in love with it, but I don't love it as a replacement for email, because nothing, as of right now, truly has the ability to do that. Now that we talked a little bit about, like, what is Messenger Chat and kind of the boring sticklery rules, I wanted to talk a little bit about the software that I recommend and just kind of explain to you how this works. So if you're looking to build a messenger list, I recommend ManyChat. It's $10 a month. I'm not currently an affiliate for them. It's just what I use. But they're a really great software, and I want you to start thinking about your messenger list just like ConvertKit or AWeber, you know, any, again, I've said this a few times on this episode, but it's quite literally the same. Like, I'm looking at my ManyChat right now, and when I log in, I can see, you know, we started around April 1st just dabbling. We've added a few hundred people to our messenger list, just playing and testing out strategies, but I can look at how many subscribers we've been growing over time. I can look at how my past broadcasts have performed. I can create automation. So before you get all tripped up of, like, what is a messenger list and how does it all work? It's just like email marketing, but you're not getting a name and email. You're getting a confirmed connection in the Facebook app, which lets you communicate directly with people. Now, you might be wondering at this point, like, well, how do I get people on my messenger list? And within ManyChat, there's something called growth tools. So if you're actually checking out ManyChat right now, growth tools is the place to go. And just to be clear, I'm going to actually walk through how some of these work in that live training I'm hosting later this week. So if you're like already starting to feel overwhelmed and you want a behind the scenes look at this, make sure you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/messenger. And claim your spot in that training so you can see it in real time as well. So these growth tools are just like what you see with opt-ins. You can do a landing page where people go to a landing page and click connect to my messenger. You can have a link that people click on. I use those a lot in Facebook ads, or I might use them at the end of a live stream to get people engaged. You can do buttons that you put on a website. You can do a box that goes on a website. You can have slide-ins that go on a website. The key thing here is any way that you can kind of capture someone's name and email, you also have a way via Facebook and ManyChat to capture their messenger contact. So one of the ways that we do this, and it's really, really cool, is if you go to heartsoulhustle.com/blog, you'll actually see right now, as of the time that I'm recording this, this is accurate. So if we change this, I apologize, but you can kind of go check this out. Click on any of the recent blogs that we've published. And as you scroll down the page, you'll notice that there's this little thing on the right hand side that pops in. It's like a slide in box. And when you're on our website, we have this thing that slides in that says, hey, can we diagnose your Facebook ad issue for you? And we have a set of automated questions installed that diagnoses why your Facebook ads aren't running. We've also nicknamed the character that does the diagnosing Dr. Hustle. He's kind of a little character that we have at Heart, Soul, and Hustle that is he's a stand-in for our automation. So we like to give our bot a little bit of character and a little bit of life so that he's not quite as lifeless and as awful as those ones you deal with on the phone. But you click on that, and just like anything else you've seen on Facebook, it says, hey, can we access your Facebook page, right? Just like when you fill out those quizzes or that stuff online, or you connect an app and it says, hey, can Facebook access your information? It's going to say that. Can we access your information? Once they hit yes, we then get them added to our messenger list. And we have two things that we can do here. Really more than that, but two big things. Number one, we can tag them and then manually send them messages throughout the next few months as we're working on live streams or webinars or challenges. Whatever you're working on, you can promote to them. Or we've just started playing with this. You can put them into an automation sequence. So just like the other software, ManyChat has an automation feature where you can go in and you can automate what happens next. So once people diagnose their ads with us, we have an automated sequence that happens all inside of Facebook Messenger that follows up with them asking, hey, did you sign up for our free mini course if you're having troubles? Did you buy our product if you've been with us for a week? You know, can we help you? What are your major questions? What are you missing? We've automated out this system, which is actually really easy to do, to allow us to interact with our customers in real time through automation. Now, ManyChat is the way to go. It's $10 a month, and I've talked about this on my show before, but I'm very much of the mindset that if you're thinking $10 a month is too much, you might struggle in other areas of your business. It's not a massive investment. It does cost money, but we have personally made back, you know, over 100 times what we've spent on ManyChat, I can say with confidence. So if you're going to get it at $10 a month and use it, it's worth the investment. So we've talked a lot up to this point about like the logistics of bots and kind of how they work and what they are. And I know that this probably isn't the most thrilling episodes in terms of actionable content. But like I said, I've got that live class coming up, and we're going to do a part two of this training where we talk about strategies, and that'll be next week. So I'm going to give you messenger strategies that I've personally used to make money with the messenger bots in the last few months. I've been testing them for a few months, and we've been getting some decent results that I'll share with you. But I want to wrap this episode by talking about really understanding what a messenger bot is and if your business is truly ready for it in terms of the time commitment. A messenger bot is dynamically different than email in that people, when they engage with you, they want a response. So whenever we send out a messenger broadcast, we literally have for about 1 to 2 hours afterwards a steady influx of replies coming into our inbox that either myself or my team has to manage. Now, at this stage, full transparency, we only have a few hundred people on our messenger list. I'm still testing some of this out. So at this point, it's all me. It's not my team because we don't have somebody that manages messenger chat. But I have friends in the industry that have literally had to hire someone full time to manage their messenger chat. Now, I don't tell you this to scare you away. I tell you this because there is really this trend in the industry right now that is working, which is it's no longer about being fully hands-on with your client, and it's no longer about being fully automated for your customer. See, people want to have automation where they don't need to deal with you, and they want you to have direct access to when they get stuck or when they feel like they need the next steps. See, bots are a way to start the conversation and push people to the best place to engage with you. Now, that engagement could be one-on-one. It could be a phone call. It could be a webinar. It could be a challenge. It could simply be a blog post. But what you have to understand is that what Messenger bots are doing are automating the touch point in building a relationship. This is not like email in that you can send out a bunch and get paid. This is more of you are giving people updates in a very intimate space, right? Think about it. Up to this point, Facebook Messenger has not been for business. It's been sacred. You are entering someone's sacred space. I have friends that use Messenger the way other people use texting. You are coming into people's homes and advertising to them. So you want to ask yourself, what can I do to really make this a human element? Now, I told you one thing we do is we created a character. I have to give credit to Bushra Azur, who runs a copywriting business. She shared this in a group that we're in, a mutual group, and I absolutely fell in love with it. So we created a little character that people interact with. So yeah, it's automated. Yeah, it's artificial intelligence, but we gave a name and a face that helps. Number two, we let people know how to get in touch with us and how to stop getting messages. So we've been studying a lot of people doing this, and I have to give kudos to Derek Halpern of Social Triggers, who has been using Messenger chat, at least from what I can see, it's been going very well for him. But he does something that I love, which is every few emails, he has in parentheses, by the way, if you want to stop receiving these emails, just reply unsubscribe. You see, once people subscribe, unlike email, they can't just leave whenever they want. And some people don't realize how to unsubscribe from ManyChat, and they get sucked in. So every few messages we send, we include how to unsubscribe. And do we lose subscribers? Absolutely. But remember, we're in a sacred space where the shift here is in permission marketing. This is someone's personal intimate inbox. So we need to have permission to actually be here. We don't want to just assume that they're okay with us being in their inbox. So anytime that we've sent, you know, a few messages, we make sure to include, hey, by the way, if you want to unsubscribe, just click right here. And that is super, super important to making people feel like they know you. Now, the last thing is, again, it initiates the human response. So while Messenger is really new, people are going to respond and not even realize that it's an automated message, and you need to take care of people. So I never send an automation message as of right now, because like I said, we don't have someone on the team handling it. I don't send an automation message if I'm not actually going to be by my computer to manage my inbox. Now, the nice thing about the ManyChat software is that they have a tab where you can interact with your customers and the people on your list in real time, one at a time, just like Facebook Messenger, but you need to interact with people. Unlike email or ads, this is not a fully automated process. It's a process that brings 80% automation and lets you insert the human touch however you want at the pivotal point for the most highly qualified people. Because this is one last thing I haven't talked about on this, is people who bring you into their sacred space, who don't unsubscribe, who respond and have conversation with you, they are your hottest audience. They're the ones that are thinking about buying something from you, but they just need that last little nudge. They're the ones that are looking at all of your content day in and day out, but haven't decided if it's right for them yet. Those are the people who quite literally just need you to say, yes, I'm here, before they pull the trigger. Automation is incredible. I'm all about it. I've talked about this on the show before, that I was in a season of my business where I cut way back on work. I now work, you know, 20, 25 hours a week, unfortunately, or fortunately, I should say, because I'm excited about it. I'm moving into a season where I'm working more like 30 to 40 hours a week as I create content. But we have to realize that not everybody wants to interact with you like you work 20 hours a week. And that might mean hiring a team, hiring a person, but Facebook Messenger automation is about opening a direct line of communication with your audience and treating it like a direct line of communication, not treating it just like an email, even though email's great, treating them like a person. I'm going to be a little bold here and say this is probably one of the first times in marketing history that you've been able to get somewhere that just inherently feels so intimate, right? Email, there's, as of right now, regulation around that. You can't just be emailing someone spam nonstop. And if you do, they just block you, right? Even think about the way mail comes right now for this generation, right? Getting mail in the mailbox anymore is, it's nothing exciting. It just is what it is. Our mailbox doesn't even feel sacred. Go look at your mail for the last week. You have advertisements from the local circular and you have the local car dealership and maybe you have somebody that wants you to apply for a credit card. There's just nothing sacred about that space. But you're now in a place where the only messages that have been happening up to this point are with friends, family, and people they already know they want to buy from or brands they want to interact with. And we're changing the game. So my last little tip for you in this kind of introductory primer episode is treat this space sacred, because it is. And remember that this is the way that we're going to start building relationships now. It's going to change the dynamics of the industry. And we need to be aware that changing the dynamics of the industry doesn't mean selling better. It means connecting more effectively. Now, I want to wrap it up here with a quick recap about what we talked about today, just so you kind of know what the big takeaway was. This was such an informative episode versus an action-packed episode, which I have mixed feelings about because next week we'll get into the action on Messenger. But this week I wanted to give you a primer, and we talked about bots, what they are, where they come from, how they operate separate from the Facebook platform. And then we talked about email and bots and how really at the end of the day, as of right now, Messenger bots are not going to replace emails because you don't own the assets. We don't know what the future predictability is, so we can't just lean on them as the only tool in our business. And there are certain rules and regulations through the Facebook Terms of Service that, quite frankly, do not apply to email, so they're not there yet. Then I talked about my favorite software, ManyChat. I gave you some basic and buzzwords to know where to go. So if you decide between now and that free training I'm hosting later this week that you want to dabble, you know that ManyChat is the software you need. It's $10 a month. The growth tools let you build your list, and the engagement tools let you talk to them. And then we just wrapped up by saying it's really important to understand that this is automating a piece of the human experience and the human element in your business and making it really clear that this is a relationship tool, not purely an automation tool. And if you treat it solely as an automation tool, you will burn your audience and they will come to resent the fact that they ever gave you permission to be in their inbox. Now, I want to end here by letting you know, if you want a recap of some of what we covered, links to ManyChat, anything that I mentioned in here, you can go to heartsoulhustle.com/64. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/64. We'll have the show notes waiting for you there. And again, later this week, if you go to heartsoulhustle.com/messenger, I'm going to do a live training where I'm going to set up a ManyChat automation in real time. So if you listen to this, it sounds good. It sounds like something you want to bring into your business. Make sure you head over there, heartsoulhustle.com/messenger. Like I said, there's no pitch. There's nothing for sale. I'm not afraid to tell you I'm using it to build my email list, but I don't have a bot product. I don't have something to sell. I just know that a lot of my audience has been begging for this. And so I'm going to give you guys a training that I think will help answer some of the basic questions. I'll come back next week with a strategy, and then I will lean in, listen to what you guys want next. So get yourself over, get registered for that class. I'll see you later this week. And we are going to keep on keeping on when it comes to Facebook Messenger automation. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.